Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We're joined live on the line by Amy Buemi, owner of Catalyst Fitness. Amy, surely you've seen some of these protests happening around Western New York, in particular from that one gym owner, Robbie De Niro. What do you think about the way that these protests are going about? I know I've spoken with a lot of people in a gym setting over the last couple of days since these began, and you know, they're kind of unsure. They agree with the message, but don't really think that it's being presented in a great light for them.
You know, thank you again for having me. And I feel that the reason why this is happening now is because there's no rhyme or reason to what Mark Poloncarz has now done and going to the governor to get us to shut down. You know, show us the data that we are unsafe. Show us that the microclusters and the infections and the health inspectors, show us that data that it is being driven and shown that we are the one infecting Western New York. And they won't show us the data. And they know that our numbers, you know, are outstanding of from us, how safe what they've made us implement and how we have been so devoted on making sure that everything's wiped down and safe. So I think the way that everyone is protesting is because they're shaking their heads saying, when Mark Poloncarz comes off and says, well, I got my data from Florida, Texas, and Georgia from, late spring numbers of March, April, May. Well, that doesn't make any sense. They don't wear masks in gyms. They didn't have to change over their air filtration systems. They're much more lenient than we are here. So everyone is very, very frustrated this time because there's no solid answers. And right now the businesses that are shut down in Orange feel very targeted. And in what I'm thinking is, you know what, why would you do that? Why would you just target and say, oh, you know what, I'm going to punish you, and you because I feel I can do that because I can't control what's going on in homes. You know what, why don't you just put everybody in red? Put everyone. If that's truly the concern, if our numbers are high, then everybody should be in red. But 500 cars should not be in Target, Walmart, Wegmans, people driving around going to work, Taekwondo, body contact, dance studios open. You know, that's why they're enraged. I'm trying to say, listen, I'm on your side. I get it. I'm in the health industry. I want my members to be safe. I, you know, don't want to go down that route. I want to work with doctors. I want doctors to step forward right why they think that we're essential. I took, my staff and I took a John Hopkins comprehensive data tracing course that Cuomo loves because he quotes John Hopkins all the time. So I am trying to take these routes to say, I want you to see how we are essential, but also that I do care. I am not, you know, just shaking my head, even though I do shake my head because of how they pick and choose. But do I want to be open tomorrow? I do, but I'm trying to pave the way for 6 months 5 years and 50 years down the road for other people that own businesses that I hope this never happens to.
You know, Amy, obviously there's tremendous frustration. What about Robbie De Niro? I mean, he's protesting this, but he's not abiding by the safety regulations. Do you think he would get even more support if he did follow the safety regulations and challenge it at the same time?
Well, he, when you say follow...
They're not wearing masks.
Okay, so they were not wearing masks in when they were in... Yeah, so if he did... So it's hard for him to stand up and say, you know, you can't shut me down, which, you know, is true. But if you're not following the rules, then they're going to get him on that to say, if you're following the rules, we may listen. But it's very hard because some people, and I'm not saying him, are living maybe paycheck to paycheck to support their family and their children. And the holidays are coming up, and how are you going to, you know, have holidays for your families? And so it's not only are you, your mind's racing, oh, my business is closed, but then there's, you know, 20 other things that go along with it. So the frustration is building up, and that's when, you know, things happen. He's just standing up for his rights, but maybe somebody else might become violent because they feel that there's no other way to be heard, you know, and that's, I think people are getting to this point now because we all feel targeted, and they're not going off of the data of 2.3 billion people in and out of fitness facilities that we ran these numbers, and 18 people only were directed from the health departments that had gotten COVID from fitness clubs. So that's like a 0.000, like, I mean, beyond. So when you have these numbers and you put them there in their face to say, okay, will you work with us, and it goes on deaf ears, it scares me of what may come next. That's why I said you shouldn't target people. We should all just go in red and do it together.
Last time it appeared that legal action really kind of worked when the state was asked to give some of that data, local data, on gyms and the spread. That's kind of when they turned around and said, well, hey, gyms can open about a week from now. Is there a similar effort going on now? What is being done now to maybe try and change what's been done with the restrictions on gyms? And do you see yourself opening at any point while these restrictions are in place?
So two things. So we are part of New York State Fitness Alliance. Bill Lea was on Fox News as well yesterday. He's our president. And, you know, we continue to go this route of the medical essential route. There's also another alliance that is suing. And when it came time for them to come up with data, they all of a sudden, Cuomo had an announcement. So then it was kind of put on the back burner. But that alliance has still been pushing forward, but they just keep burying it. They said, oh, now because of what's going on, it's pushed till December. And then, oh, no, now I think it's in January. So they just keep losing the paper or pushing it back. So that frustration for them is building. Now, regards to us, again, I would love to open, but it's just not the right way to do it. My husband and I feel that we need to follow the rules, and there is a lot of people, and even our members, that feel that are taking this very, very seriously. And then there's other people that are a little more lax on it. And we just want to go the right route to become essential. To say for people that are concerned and not concerned, we want to open because we feel we are a spoke in the medical wheel to be able to work with doctors and to be able to physically and mentally, it goes together to help our members and people in Western New York. So that's the route that we're going to stay on and, you know, try to fight it. And I don't know how long it will take me. Maybe we'd be open in January, and I'm going to still continue to fight it, like I said, or if this ever were to happen again.
Do you expect red today?
I do. At some point, I do, because, you know, you would think that the numbers would go down. But I think when you pick and choose, and you can still go down the street, you know, five blocks over and get your nails done, and you can still go, past Grand Island and go to a gym over there. And people are still, there's way too many people still out and about. So if you truly, you know, want the numbers to go down, then I think that's what has to happen. And it's sad that we're here again, because talking to doctors, they say they're not overwhelmed in the hospital. They have what is needed, that if you come in with COVID, you can be treated and walk out. People that are dying, they say, have these underlying issues and were possibly, not in very, very good health to begin with. That's kind of, what they're feeling. And they feel that if the doctors feel in control and the hospitals are in control, why panic? But there's just, I guess, so much political and red tape that none of us really know about.
Hey, Amy, we appreciate the time this morning. That's Amy Boehme, owner of Catalyst Fitness, joining us live.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.